Good morning. It's 11 o'clock, so we will get started. Thanks for joining today. I will open it up for questions out of the chute. I think I'm the only one from my team on the call, as we're right in the middle of cutover for Utah County and Juab counties, and so everyone else is in the field. So if we want to, if anyone has any specific questions, we can start there, and then I can give an update.
Hey, Tina, this is Brian Lowe.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, for the alias updates, do you still want those all being sent to the programming at UCA, or are we going to stay with that email address, or is there a different one we should be using?
That's the email address we're sending them to. We have hired a subcontractor, if you will, that's helping us with those. They started down south. They're kind of following the same path that we took as far as cutover. So we started with they've started with Kane and gone up through. And I should have checked before this call. I'm not sure where how far up they are through the county or through the state. But yes, please send them to programming at UCA.com. Those are being
Okay.
rerouted over to our contractor, but yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
No, thank you. Are there any other questions? I can give a quick update. We, like I mentioned, we're in Utah County today. We completed Juab, I think, on Monday, Tuesday-ish. We're in Juab, or excuse me, we're in Utah through tomorrow. We've cut all of the three PSAPs that are there. Today, we're cutting over the BYU Dispatch Center. And then finishing out programming by tomorrow. Unexpectedly, we are cutting over TOC and the Capital Dispatch Center starting tomorrow. And then we will begin Salt Lake City and Sandy on December 2nd. And then the VEC agencies and the VEC PSAP the following week. I appreciate the work that Salt Lake City and VEC have done in terms of trying to get their agencies ready. We've been verifying the code plugs for the VEC agencies, which has been very helpful. Salt Lake City is in the process of writing their code plugs right now. That will save oodles of time. That's probably been our biggest snag by far, and programming by far the biggest pinch point. Probably times a thousand. So hopefully those additional steps will help that. Other than that, I mean, there's not a, we do have a punch list. We have a punch list meeting every morning. Person, and then we follow up on those. We prioritize those medium, high, and low, and then work on them based on the prioritization. So we have several of those. I would say several hundred, but they're different things. Some of them are post cutover. Some of them are things that we are looking at new sites. And so there's just a ton of different ones that are happening. We're seeing some common threads, which is nice because when we see a similar issue, we're able to troubleshoot it faster, which has been really helping. So in other words, we're learning on the job to some degree too. And so that's kind of where we're at. So, because I don't have any of my team here, except for Chris and Sarah, who's recording the meeting, do you guys have any specific questions for me? Okay, great. Chad, go ahead.
So on the UCA website to turn in stuff for the punch list, where is that on the website directly?
It's just to go to, if you go to emergency, click here, and then the, oh. Sorry. Okay, sorry. So if you go to contact us right next to the emergency outage, so if it's an emergency, you can call that number. And if it's a interoperability issue, I would just report it as either a non-urgent support or an interoperability issue. Those will all go to the same place, basically our RCM. Then she puts them on the punch list and prioritizes them. A lot of people have been emailing me directly. You can email, me, but we would really request that you do the non-emergency support and then fill in that form. And then Kirsten, our RCM, will put it on the punch list. Again, if it's an emergency, you can email me and I will get it rerouted for sure. But that's where we're requesting it to go. So it's just under contact us and then request non-emergency support.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I was just in the process of starting to reply to your email that we were talking about earlier. So I'll just go to there instead.
Okay, yeah, no, that's great. And then they are going to ship you that cable, Chad. Yeah, just let me know if you have any other issues with that, okay?
Okay.
Tina, do you want me to copy my convenient doll for our conversation earlier, just the information I'm going to send you this afternoon with when we get it all figured out? Do you want me to send it just to you, or do you want me to copy anyone to make it a little bit easier?
You can just send it to me, and I'll send it over to our group that's in charge of the migration rack.
Awesome. Okay. Will do.
Thank you. And Lisa, I think there might be some confusion. I think at one point we talked to you, Phil may have talked to you about potentially putting the racks in your basement. We're not. We're leaving them where they're at. We're leaving them at VEC and CU. So we're not moving those over, just to be super clear, because I think there may have been, I don't know that we followed up with you when we had that conversation initially to say maybe we would move them, but we're not. So.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Yes. Gene Moffitt, go ahead.
Hey, Tina, this is James. I'm sitting with Gene.
Sorry.
We got a note from Jennifer Stepanoff in Cedar mentioning an issue with the scan list and recommending that we turn off scanning. Is that a Cedar City issue, or is that a system issue that now that we're moving into Salt Lake that we need to have everybody not scan? Just wanting to see if there's an update on that.
Yeah, thanks. Great question. So if you have a Motorola radio right now, initially we put out that what we were seeing is we would see where Motorola users would miss radio traffic randomly. And we pinpointed it down to when an officer is scanning or a field unit is scanning and the dispatch center or the PSAP was using SimulSelect. And what we found is that there is a hang time timer in the programmed into the Motorola radios that were set historically for 3 and 3, 3 seconds and 3 seconds. And what's happening is for whatever reason, Motorola radios are not making the primary talk group the priority. And so it will get over on, if it's scanning, it will go over into another talk group and you'll miss traffic on your priority or on your primary channel or talk group. Again, this is only on the Motorola radios, where on an L3H radio, it prioritizes the primary talk group as the primary. So if there's any traffic, it goes there and it gets it and they're not missing the traffic. So right now we've seen now, since we put that out and said, we would recommend you not scan until we can program the Motorolas to have a 00 in those two settings. And then if you want to scan, you can. We've seen 3 radios in the state where the PSAP has said they have not been simul-selecting. The officer has been scanning and they have had the same issue. As soon as they turn their scan off, it's been resolved. So we've reached out to Motorola to see if there's something, if it's a firmware update for the Motorolas, if there's something that they know, if there's some setting that is not clear, but we just don't understand why on those Motorolas they're not treating the primary talk group as the priority talk group. And so for now, we've said, just to be on the safe side, if you have a Motorola, we would recommend that you not scan. But we have not seen it over and over with Motorolas when the PSAP isn't it. We've seen it most occur when we have not adjusted their timer and the PSAP has been simul-selecting. To my knowledge, we've resolved all of the timer settings. So again, we haven't been seeing it except for three specific radios in three different agencies. But that doesn't mean, I don't believe that if there's three radios in three different agencies and they've got this the hang timer time set correctly and PSAPs are not simul-selecting, that it's not an issue. I don't know if people are just not reporting it. So that's why we've put out and said we probably wouldn't scan on a Motorola until you hear otherwise.
Even if you have the 00 set.
It's your choice. Again, we've only seen three radios that have had the correct setting. And they've said the PSAP was not simul-selecting at the time. But so that's not very many for us to say for sure it's still an issue, but we have reached out to Motorola. So again, that's why we're being overly cautious and saying we would maybe recommend that you not scan until we can figure it out. But it's a choice.
Yeah, we'll work with that, Gina. And we're also keeping a log if we have any errors, and then we will, you know, produce that log and get it to you folks at the appropriate time when it's we can take a look at that all together and see what may be a fix.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. Are there any other questions? Okay. I don't really have anything else. Again, just since I'm the only one from my team that is on to report anything to you guys, I guess I would just say I appreciate the patience. We recognize that there's 1,000 things going on. We know that it seems like once we leave a county, then it's a couple weeks before everything kind of settles down. We get through things. And then every now and then we're seeing a couple things flare up. So one thing we're looking at right now, one thing we ask the PSAPs is that if they will keep a spreadsheet for coverage issues so that we can validate whether or not we believe that we were going to have coverage there. And if it wasn't projected coverage, then what we would still like to hear, because we would say the answer right away would be we didn't project coverage, but that doesn't mean that we'll never have coverage, because we are, as I've said all along, putting together a list of what the priorities are, who has the biggest gaps in coverage, and where we need to start building sites. And so we've been working on that. We do have a list of a couple of sites. We also think that there's areas where we have some fine tuning of some of our antennas. For instance, we're going out to Frisco Peak today to look at, see why we're having issues down in Beaver County, because that's a line of sight. So we shouldn't be having those issues. So we're headed there today to see. So please log those through your PSAP. And if you can give XY coordinates, that's really, really helpful for us. Pinpoint it. If we've had someone report, you know, they had an incident and two of the radios tried to key up, we can check. We can go back and piece it together and look at the serial number on the radio and see what it is that occurred. Was it a busy bonk? Was it a coverage bonk? Whatever. And so, the other thing that we're getting reports on is if a user is in between sites, and so the radio is bouncing back and forth from site to site, if that is an issue and the agency says, hey, look, we would rather connect to this site in this area rather than have it bounce back and forth, we can come back out and you can program in your radios a priority site and a preference. And so it will, your radio will default to that site. So there are options for some of the things depending on how the agencies want to go about it. So sure who's got an open mic, but are there any questions or comments? I would say thanks for everyone's patience. It's been a massive undertaking, to say the least. But I can assure you, we have every single person working every day, late into the night and on weekends, trying to get through the punch list and reach out and make things happen and get things fine-tuned for you guys. So okay, if there are no other questions, then I guess we'll close the call.
There's something in there from Justin. Just came through.
Oh, did he chat?
Oh, yeah. I was like asking about the trigger issue that was discussed.
You touched on the trigger issue we discussed yesterday. What trigger issue? Oh, yeah, I guess if, I mean, I don't know how many PSAPs we have on here. I think it was better yesterday, but yeah, on the emergency tones, is that what the triggers he's talking about? Yeah. So I think that the PSAPs are going through a training process right now as far as if a emergency button is depressed and it alerts in the PSAP, unless it's your officer or your agency, don't acknowledge it. Allow the PSAP that is over that officer to acknowledge the emergency button. We are working on that with L3H so that those alarms don't go to every PSAP. But for now, the PSAPs know that they're getting those and that they need to not acknowledge those for the other PSAPs so that the PSAP responsible for the officer can make sure that they see who it is and can acknowledge it correctly. Is there anything else? Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. And I guess, oh, okay, great. Go ahead, Gene or James.
Sorry, just a really quick question on the second when we're starting to come up in Salt Lake. I remember you mentioning it would be good if we didn't bring radios and start having them programmed until a certain time. When will that, when will we be able to start pushing the P25 system to our radios? What's it, should we say noon or I'm just 7 a.m.? When should we be ready to start pushing that out?
So what I would recommend for you guys is that you reach out to both Salt Lake and VEC and get a copy of their schedule because they're scheduling appointment times. And so both of those PSAPs have schedules for the different locations. So I would strongly recommend to try and alleviate some of the issues of backing up.
Sorry, I think I phrased my question wrong. We're programming our own radios with Robert Ruff. So he's doing our programming. I'm talking about when is the system going to be ready for us to be on the P25. Like if I came in at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to assume it's not going to be ready. So
that's right.
When we did it in Vernal, you said wait till 10. So I'm just, is 10 still a good time?
It totally depends on how it goes with the migration rack. So
Gotcha. Okay.
If you want to call me on the second and ask me if you're good to go, I'll be able to tell
you. I'm sure you'll answer.
I do answer my call. I do.
No, I know I get it. I just know how busy you guys are. We'll be patient. We're just excited to get it done.
No, it's okay. I mean, you won't know. You won't know unless, and I don't want to have to remember to call you. I will put my number in the, that's my phone number in the chat. Just call me that morning and ask me if we're good to go, because it depends on how easy the migration racks go. Because we're now cutting over TOC and the Capitol, we'll be running the migration racks until Sunday night. and or Monday morning. And so it's going to be a little bit trickier. So it might be a little bit later. But usually we'd like to say, you know, I mean, sometimes we've had the migrations rack going, depending, because we've been able to pre-program them and test them the night before or the day before, but now we won't be able to do that with Salt Lake. So we'll be doing that morning. So it might take us a little bit longer, but just give me a call or shoot me a text and I will definitely text you back and let you know when you're good to go.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, anyone else? Hey, I appreciate you guys joining on, and again, appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.